W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is alleging the former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded cryptocurrency investors. This is separate from criminal charges that have been filed against him: wire fraud, money laundering, and violating campaign finance laws in an 8-count indictment. Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas yesterday. There is some good news for your wallet.
Inflation slowed again in November for a fifth straight month. The government says consumer prices were up 7.1% from a year earlier, down from 7.7% in October. On a month-to-month basis, the consumer price index rose just 0.1% compared to 0.4% in October. Gas, electricity, and used cars, among other things, all got cheaper. In the latest signs, price increases are gradually easing. Still, the Federal Reserve set to boost its benchmark interest rate tomorrow, the seventh hike this year, as it tries to fight decades-high inflation. Economists warn the moves are likely to cause a recession next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
That whopper of a storm that's moving across the country from west to east has been dumping snow, rain, ice, and sleet. The AP's Donna Warder.
As much as 2 feet of snow could come down in some parts of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Forecasters are also warning of about a half inch of ice and wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and in South Dakota, where the Department of Public Safety is telling residents to stock up on essentials and stay home once the storm hits. I'm Donna Warder.
Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach has died after being hospitalized with a heart condition. He was 61. This is AP News.
Still looking for that perfect gift? UNTUCKit is having a huge 25% off sale site-wide and store-wide for a limited time only. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of our super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, and cozy sweaters. So don't miss your last chance to save 25% off right now at UNTUCKit.com or your nearest UNTUCKit store for a limited time only. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora, con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin lawmakers are starting to talk about what to do with the projected record $6.6 billion budget surplus for the upcoming two-year budget cycle. At a virtual event Friday, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic Representative Kaylin Haywood both called for tax cuts, but with different approaches. Governor Evers wants to increase shared revenue to local governments. A man is sentenced to life in prison for killing his grandparents in Rusk County in 2020. Police say Adam Rosalowski killed Robert and Bonnie Rosalowski because he wanted their truck. Rosalowski's accomplice, Joseph Falk, is already serving a life sentence. In sports, the Brewers get catcher William Contreras and pitchers Justin Yeager and Joel Piamps in a trade with Atlanta and Oakland. Tonight, the Bucks host Golden State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to stay with the theme on why I can't trust the government. I mean, I can't trust my government. Even though, you know, they've got you and I thinking that we should be worried about Russia and we should be worried about China. No, I'm worried about our government. I'm worried about our government. And the fact that they allow you and I to be taken advantage of by corporations that are only concerned about profit and could care less about you and I. And you and I don't know what is going on. And again, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, we have no idea of how we're being played and taken advantage of by our government. Excuse me, what am I talking about now? You know, everybody knows about fentanyl, Connor. Everybody knows about how the people who are dying in this country in record numbers are falling like flies. We had people in here the other day representing Milwaukee Health and Human Services. I happen to have on one of their T-shirts right now, and so do you, Connor. And what they're talking about is the fact that, you know, so many people are dying from fentanyl poisoning that, you know, they have to put vending machines in certain parts of the city of Milwaukee, 25 of them starting to offer Narcan. And other things because, you know, mothers with children, the breadwinners of the house, children, young people, you know, young girls, older people are dying from fentanyl. And so how is fentanyl connected? I mean, when I was a young person, there was heroin. And most people stayed away from heroin because they knew the scourge of heroin. They were afraid of it. You couldn't get, you know, prescriptions of heroin. You know, the only way you could get heroin was through the black market, through the underground market. But opioids, You could get, just go to a doctor and say, hey, man, I got these headaches. Well, here's a pill. Okay, they don't check and see what it is. But they were just giving out opioids like candy. So here, today's news, CVS and Walgreens agree to pay $10 billion to settle lawsuits linked to opioid sales. So help me figure this out, Connor, because if they're selling opioids, they're dealing drugs, right? I mean, that's what that is, and they've admitted to it. CVS and Walgreens admitted to dealing drugs, opioids, and they're paying $10 billion because they were selling drugs, opioids, that people got addicted to. And because people got addicted to the opioids that Walgreens and CVS were selling, and once they cut that off, the people got addicted, and they had to try to find a way to get that high again. And the only way they could do that was to hit the streets, because they could no longer get the pills that were prescribed, and that CVS and Walgreens were selling. Those kind of corporations don't settle for paying out $10 billion unless they've been caught dead to rights as being drug dealers that helped cause the scourge of what we're dealing with now and what so many people are addicted to. And I have to really tell you that $10 billion over 15 years, this settlement, doesn't begin to even scratch the surface of the lives and the families that they've impacted with this. And the people that they've hurt. Now, CVS has agreed to pay nearly $5 billion over 10 years, while Walgreens has agreed to pay $5.7 billion over 15 years. Connor, the poor guy standing on the street corner selling a nickel bag of weed, he gets arrested, right? And they want to lock him up, lock him up. This is what I'm talking about. And we should be outraged, but we don't, and we're not, because CVS and Walgreens is a dignified drug dealers, right? They're dignified drug dealers. They wrote the prescriptions knowing the outcome of and how addictive opioids are, And after all the research is done, they settle for this $10 billion. But the damage they cause far outweighs that. Again, this is, I don't know how they can even settle or talk about $10 billion with all the people who are dying on the streets. You want to lock up, again, the poor guy who's out there selling weed. And listen to this, man. Listen to this. Because all of these things are tied in together. Where's it at? As I look for what else I'm looking for. Connor, when we talk about fentanyl and it being a scourge And it is. And all of what is causing. Listen to this. Now, this is the thing in Milwaukee. But Connor, what are your thoughts, man, about while I'm looking for this article, man?
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense because of the fact that, you know, opiates have been in circulation since the 80s. And trying to legalize it would, or attempting to legalize or legislate it in some significant way would definitely cut the pockets of a lot of really, really imperative people like the Sackler family. So I think we can all agree it's just it's a consequence of who has the power and then who doesn't have power.
So there's been a war on drugs with then President Richard Nixon going back to the 60s. And look, there's still a fight to prevent legalization of marijuana. Mm-hmm. Marijuana is listed as a tier one drug, along with LSD and heroin.
None of that makes sense. Like, none of that makes sense. Because I feel like our government just, it's like this collective, I don't know, this collective experience from the 60s and like the free drug movement. And then ever since then, it was like this, I mean, it was the conservative backlash of the 80s that prompted this, that pushed it forward. But, right, I think it's as a consequence of that, because if you look at heroin and then marijuana and then LSD, they all are completely different drugs, all have completely different effects. There are organizations that are using MDMA, which is a type of psychedelic, doing assisted therapy with MDMA. We could have, I think there's a lot of progress we could have made, I think, as a in the scientific community and as a society in general, with using drugs to, or these types of drugs to be able to help with certain mental disorders or trauma-based mental disorders. But I think we haven't obviously gotten to that point because of the fact that, you know, there's all this red tape involved and all this in lack of knowledge and this in lots of money involved with individuals using separate types of drugs.
Hey, man, marijuana has medicinal purposes.
Exactly.
And so does LSD. They have medicinal purposes proven. And yet they are listed as tier one drugs, the most dangerous of the drugs. But guess what? Tobacco and alcohol are not listed at all as drugs when we look at the drug scale.
Exactly.
And both tobacco and alcohol, you can overdose from alcohol. You can't overdose from marijuana. Tobacco, one in two people who smoke cigarettes are going to die early from their addiction. One in two people, I mean, two-thirds of the people who began smoking cigarettes are hooked. And long-term, it is going to take your life. But when we talk about the tiers that they've got set up for the drugs, why have we not changed that since the early 60s? Got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.